What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's Friday. If you're listening to this, so things must be pretty good.
That's a good intro.
I mean, you know, it's not Friday for me yet, so getting there.
One more day.
I'm William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked on Clippers, part of the Locked on NBA Network. Coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers news. And boy, do we got a haul of news for you today.
Yeah, we got a double game preview today.
That's right. We're going to kick things off with a preview of the hopeful avenge of our loss against the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Lot on the line there. Do you think Kawhi plays?
We know he plays.
TBD. and we're going to talk about what we need to do to win that one, as well as what could go wrong. We'll talk about some key matchups, as well as our predictions. And then we've got, what do we call this, a little preview?
A taste? It's a little preview. It's some notes on basically the same thing about the Pels. Double kind of revenge game.
It's a big revenge game weekend. Yeah. So hopefully we can stack up our revenges to 3-0.
That'd be nice.
All right. So if you're new to the show, thanks for listening. Hey, maybe subscribe on iTunes. Give a review. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
But every single Friday, we do some Pacific Division ranking. This one, we have enough of a sample size, I think, to do a proper, at least 4-deep rank the Pacific Division.
We all know who's at the very bottom of the Pacific Division. So, yeah, this is a legitimate conversation now, which is fun.
And then we're going to be closing things out with Love, Marry, Kill. We got a fun one lined up for you today. Yeah, stay tuned for all of that.
So, we're taking on the Rockets.
That's right.
At home this time.
Ah.
It's weird that the last time we played the Rockets and the Pels, it was back-to-back.
Yeah.
We went Rockets-Pels break, then Rockets-Pels again. This is the Downtown LA night.
If you're going to the game, Downtown LA.
It's DTLA nights are so fun. They're going to do the LED wristband thing, mm-hmm. which is great. Roddy Ricch is performing. The city jerseys are going to be worn. So it's the debut of those. Are you excited for those?
Yeah, I feel like I've voiced my opinion on those. Good. I like them. I think they're great.
Kawhi is not on the injury report.
Hi-yo.
Seems like he's a full go.
All fun and games.
Yeah, last time he played, he had 26-12. Pretty good game. So what do we got to do well in this game to beat the Rockets?
To beat the Rockets, let's help Kawhi out. Everybody. he had decent help last night, obviously. Everyone was able to step up.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see the same thing. He will have more help than he did last time.
Yeah, last time only two other people made it into double digits. Lou put up an inefficient 20, and Trez went 2-for-12 in this game. That is not going to happen again.
Yeah, really struggled.
We were 10 of 30 from deep. You want to see some more from Mo Harkless in this game.
Yeah, I would really like to see a step-up game from Mo Harkless. So before getting the start last night, and you know we've dissected that, so I'm not going to go too much into it. He got the start in that matchup again. The last time we played Houston, he was team worst minus 20.
It was tough.
He had 9-3-1 in 24 minutes, 4 fouls. It'd be nice to see him put it together on both sides of the floor. I thought defensively he looked solid last night. Really, most of my gripes were just the transition stuff was huge for me.
Yeah.
Just like communication with the ball. Wasn't great, so it'd be really nice to see him remain in that starting lineup, and you know have a personal avenge game.
I'm excited to see, like you said, I hope the starting lineup stays the same. No reason why it would change.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
Against this backcourt. I think we need to. I mean, the free throw attempts last game they beat us 27-14.
Mm-hmm.
Harden had 17 free throws himself.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we need to try and. You know, Lou doesn't need to try and out free throw Harden specifically, but the whole team, it'd be nice to try and see some more attempts at getting to the line.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great to get to the line. And likewise, just keeping Harden off the three-point line.
Yeah.
So we held him to
he got lost a couple times. Like our defense lost him a couple times last time we played, which was
there was an egregious
insane.
One in transition is like the biggest one, I guess, that I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Where he was left open. But
I don't know if that happens again, thankfully.
We held him to his fourth lowest number of three-point attempts so far in the season.
Hey.
He came into that contest in a little bit of a shooting slump. He just happened to break out of it against us.
Yeah.
He shot really well. He has been shooting the ball better from three lately. 43%, a low of 36%, but it was on 22 attempts.
Damn.
And then two games of 50 and 50. If he's shooting well, it could definitely be a rough night. However, yeah, if we do see Mo Harkless again in the starting lineup, I think that we have a pretty good way to control dribble penetration from James Harden.
The rotation and the length with everybody is hopefully going to look, you know, we're going to see it kind of maybe take a step forward every game.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to take that second step.
But that does tie in to what could go wrong.
Yeah.
If we allow Harden to get easy buckets at the line, I mean, come on. You've read the scouting report. Yeah, if you're listening to this, you know what's going to happen. We have to remain disciplined. And this is one where I'm looking at Mo. We've seen flashes of it.
You're,
I know,
down
it's
on Mo today.
I'm just saying, I know it's there. I'm not getting down on him. I'm trying to light a fire under him. And we allowed him to get to the free throw line, the fourth most of any team. No team above 500 has let him get to the line as much as we did last time.
Ooh, I don't like that stat.
So you've got some other notes in here on what could go wrong that kind of tie into this. What do you got?
So thankfully, Tony Brothers will not be reffing this game, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
He ruined this game last time. Bev got a tech for staring. It was absurd. The Rockets
his
always...
His eyes are too beautiful, you know? Yeah. It's a danger.
The Rocket games just always feel like a pain in the ass, like an annoying game. And I don't know, there's something about it, like the tension feels a little higher.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to keep our cool. We were down two with 3 minutes left last time, and it just went off the rails. Partly because of the refs, partly because of, you know, some of the Clippers. But we just, yeah, we can't get to the line, or we can't put them on the line in stupid ways. Because there's going to be fouls.
Yes. Yeah. Also, you know, it'd be great to keep this offense going. I think it's been natural to see these kind of little hiccups and stutters as we put in new pieces. We've talked about a second gelling period, and that period has really just began.
This
now,
is game two.
Yeah, now that Kawhi and George are back together. But it would be nice as an early kind of return on investment just to see some better play in the fast break.
Yeah, anyone who watched the Celtics game, it was bad.
Yes.
And then last time we played the Rockets, we only had 9 fast break points, and they're second in pace.
Yes.
So if Westbrook is really feeling it, which hard for him not to be, considering what he said about Bev last time and all that stuff. Yeah, it could be a bit of a track meet.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we struggle sometimes to defend teams out in transition. I think that's going to be less of an issue now. I'm kind of just more worried about
the first big test of it.
I'm actually just really more worried about like making sure that we can create offense around that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see it all kind of put together against a really hard opponent. And one other thing that could go wrong is I don't want to see Capella own us again. He only had 12 points, but he had 20 boards.
Two times we've given up 20 boards.
I'm surprised that it didn't get more out of hand. I think Zoo only played around the 10-minute mark in this last game. We'll see what happens there. Obviously, there's a lot of flexibility if we're assuming both of our superstars are going to play.
Which we have no reason to believe that they're not up until this point. He's not on the injury report.
But that brings us to our key matchups.
Capella versus Trez and Zoo.
Okay.
Capella held Zoo to 0 of 6 in 6 minutes of guarding him.
Yeah.
Zoo got him for 3 minutes, but 1 of 3. So he kind of seems to play pretty well against our two bigs.
Yes.
Again, I think that will be made easier because PG and Kawhi will be out there, so that'll be
definitely makes another option. It definitely makes it more difficult.
But one of these guys is going to have to play like, you know, they need to go off like they kind of have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trez is going to be hyped because, you know, didn't have the best game versus the Celtics.
Mm-mm.
Seemed kind of frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it would definitely be good to have a bounce back game.
Plus the Capella clamps from last time.
Yeah.
I think he's going to want to show that, you know, he wants to take one back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hope he can. I think Zoo can too. And like you just mentioned Zoo's minutes. Zoo's going to get more minutes.
Yeah.
I really, really, really hope Zoo gets more minutes. He should get more minutes.
Let's hope that game. If we don't see Zoo's minutes above the 20-minute mark, it's because Trez is playing really, yeah. really great. Another one is just how we're going to contain that backcourt. A lot of interesting options. I feel a lot more confident about it after last night. I thought that was like one of the high points, the way they were able to control the guards for the Celtics.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, that tandem of Kawhi, PG, and Mo is a really solid match against Westbrook and Harden.
It's a trio. Sorry.
Trio. What did I say?
Tandem.
Trio. I meant to say quartage, actually, and throw Bev in there, but I got all screwed up.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you that's fair. Yeah, Mo had the worst time guarding Harden, which was weird. Harden went 3 for 3 in less than a minute of defensive play against Mo.
Yeah, I think he fouled him at least twice, too.
Yeah, I think Mo's going to be on Westbrook.
Yeah.
I think it's, he held him to 3 of 8 in 3 minutes.
You don't think it's Pat on Westbrook?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Right? I don't know. I like Mo on him.
Yeah.
Westbrook's probably not going to be shooting. I hope he is, but what do you predict for this game? It's going to be so different because of the personnel that I'm having a hard time trying to cap it.
I'm going to tell you my peak hopes. Okay. The Nuggets held the Rockets to 95.
Okay.
Do you think we could hold this? I just feel like we have the personnel to hold this team under 100.
We have the personnel to hold them under 100. I'm not sure if that time is right now.
I mean, we were so close last time at 102. I'm going to have faith in them. I'm going to say we hold them. I'm going to win 97.
You've predicted like every opponent we're going to hold under 100.
Which I have guess not predicted every opponent.
Pretty close.
That's incorrect.
All right.
We're holding them under 100, though. 97, 108, Clips.
So we're not scoring any points again.
What's that?
We're not scoring any points again.
We're putting up 108.
Okay.
What's your prediction, smart guy?
115, 108,
all right.
Clips.
So you scored 7 more points in your scenario, and it's...
Yeah.
All right.
Let us know what you guys think is going to happen in the game. How many do you think Westbrook and Harden combined for? How many do you think Paul George and Kawhi combined for?
Paul George and Kawhi combined for 60.
I was saying like 55, 58.
Westbrook and Harden combined for 45.
I like that. All right. Guys, if you have basketball knowledge, which you do if you listen to this podcast, probably, you need to prove you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. You can use promo code LOCKEDONNBA, and MyBookie will match 50% of your first deposit. That's great. Listening on the go? If you can't visit MyBookie right now, you can find this and all other offers from Lockdown sponsors at lockdownpodcast.com/offers.
All right, though. This is a little baby preview. A
little baby preview of the game on Sunday. First, you know what I like?
What's that?
Books. But you know what?
What's that?
I don't like to read.
Well, let me tell you, buddy. Audible has the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment.
Audiotainment?
They're separate.
Damn.
Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and 2 Audible originals absolutely free.
What's an Audible original?
It's like a book, but better.
Awesome.
So visit audible.com/lockedonNBA. Listen on the go. If you can't go to Audible right now, maybe you're driving. Maybe you're watching the Clips game. Who knows?
Yeah, probably watching the Clips game.
You can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcast.com/offers. And what do we got to say about this preview?
We got to say Pels versus Clippers, revenge game part 2.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Does Kawhi play?
Oh, man.
Fair question.
It's a fair question.
I think
I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think yeah.
It's a home game. It makes sense.
If we win the game on Friday, that'd be 4 in a row. Doc might want to keep the streak going a little bit, going into the next week.
Yeah.
I really hope Kawhi plays. Yeah, next week we have the we play the Mavs on Tuesday, so there's time in between. It is a back to back too, so he's probably sitting out one of those.
Yeah, and the Pels are pretty injured.
Lonzo is playing.
Yeah,
as we record this on Thursday night, so he'll probably be back.
Yep, Favors is out. Josh Hart is out, and Okafor is also day to day.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm interested to see how Lonzo's going to do. Paul George made his debut against the Pels.
Yeah, brilliant offensive game.
Yeah.
Bummer that we weren't able to pull that one out. But what do we need to do? Well, I think we just got to keep that up. First off, just let's see it. Let's continue to string together some confident offensive performances.
Yeah.
We
got a boost from that Celtics game.
We really did.
Bev had a boost, which is nice. Justin Russo on Twitter pointed out that right around like in late November is when he turned it, his shooting really turned on last year, too.
Okay.
So maybe there's kind of a warm-up period or something like that.
Gotcha.
The last game was very weird. We were without Bev and Kawhi. We started Lou and Trez, so that was weird. Which I think is going to help us do... We need to rebound the ball.
Yes.
Favors had 20 boards. Mm-hmm. He's having back spasms, though, so it's not... I don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah, it's unclear.
They beat us 51-37 on the boards.
Yeah. I like our odds in this one. I mean, you know, Pat Bev will easily have another 16.
Yeah. Pat Bev's going for a cool half of 30. Zoo is getting more minutes, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to assume probably starting lineup is going to stay the same.
Yeah. Matchup dependent and conditioning dependent?
I think he starts this one. I hope he starts this one.
Yeah, he'll start.
We got to contain Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Having the best year of his career?
We did not face him last one. I mean, he's a scorer, man. He's long.
Yes, 20. Yeah.
He's a big dude. We got the personnel, which makes me feel relaxed about it. There's a lot of guys that you can kind of switch on him.
We have length to match anyone's length.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. So I think that'll kind of flummox him.
Nice.
He's kind of the guy that if we can contain Drew, I'm maybe a little bit fine with, you know, if some points have to go somewhere.
Yeah, that you want him to go. Okay. Yeah, we got to also hope Drew just got it all out of his system from last time.
Yes.
36 points, 5 of 6 from 3, 6 steals, 3 assists. That probably won't happen again.
Oh, man. No.
I hope it doesn't. What could go wrong? Interior defense kind of let us down.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, back to Favors. Guy had himself a game. Trez was having a tough time defending him.
Uh-huh.
Enes Kanter got his thing going against Trez. So if the rotations get a little off, the paint might get a little clogged.
Yeah. Yeah, that's valid. I don't know. I hope that Zubats is able to mitigate that.
I think he will be.
I guess we'll see. What key matchups you got for this one?
Key matchups.
Bev versus Drew, obviously.
That's
right?
Gonna be fun. Yeah, that has to happen.
Yeah,
that's what that gives me confidence. That he's not gonna go as off as he did.
Mm-hmm.
He always kind of does go off on us.
Yeah. Do you think that Mo will spend more time on him like he did kind of in the Celtics game, guarding guards a little bit more?
Yeah, he had the most minutes against him.
Okay.
He was at 5 minutes and 23 against him. He held him to 2 of 6. So with the switching and everything, it's going to be interesting. And he guarded Kemba.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. He shot 50% against Trez, but Trez isn't going to get the start again.
Yeah.
So I think that helped him get going a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the containment's there.
Makes sense. And, you know, Zubats has... I'm surprised at his ability to... trap guards after the last game. And I know we are just coming off of a nice win. I just thought that was kind of impressive and it was kind of insightful the way that he's been talking to some of the coaches for the guards actually on the Clippers team, like Sam Cassell, about how those kind of guys like to finish and being able to read that a little bit more. And it does really seem like he's trying to make good on this promise that he made at the beginning of the season of wanting to be the best defender, like one of the best defending big men in the league.
And he's on such a
I'm
great...
I'm not saying that he's there, but he's making good on promises.
His rim protection is in the borderline elite category right now.
Yeah.
Just adding that aspect of guards not, you know.
Just like one last level of containment. Yeah. You know, it's a, just an
just
extra.
Just making it difficult.
Extra feather in the cap.
Our guys versus the trap. That seems to be a strategy that teams are employing against us.
Yeah.
Boston tried it, but Kawhi and PG were passing very well out of it, mm-hmm. so they could find guys. I don't know if the Pels are going to do it that much.
If we run out the same starting lineup that we started against the Celtics, I feel like that's kind of a hard lineup to try to trap.
I mean, yeah. It's borderline impossible.
But, you know, I mean, the people are going to figure something out, so.
Yes. Yeah. And if someone's going to figure that out, it's Jrue Holiday. Our off-ball movement and the pick and roll is going to have to be on point anytime he's one of the people on the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
And if Lonzo is on his game, too, Lonzo's a good defender.
Yeah.
He's an annoying defender. What do you think happens in this game?
It's weird because it's like a faux back-to-back, which, like, you know, like, makes me a little nervous.
Well, oh, I also forgot. We're getting the Pels on the second night of a back-to-back.
That's
on
right.
On the third game of a 3-4 stretch. I just remembered that.
I think our guys might come out a little tired in this one.
Damn, okay.
And if New Orleans is close to, you know, like full strength-ish. Obviously, I mean, Hart has been out for a while, it seems like.
Yeah.
Favors is, I don't know. Favors plays, I think that makes things a little bit more difficult, too, just depth-wise.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we hold them to 100 again. I don't know if we can do it back-to-back. But I'm still confident we take the dub in this one. I'm going to say maybe the offense cools off a little bit, too. Let's call it one... No, we're gonna do great. Let's call it 112. Let's call it 112 to 106.
Hard flip flop.
Not a super hard flip flop.
No, yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna get to 5 in a row. I think it's gonna be a nice little mini run
mm-hmm.
going into next week, where we do have a back to back, where we might drop one of those,
mm-hmm.
or we just keep it going. But I think we win this one, 123-107.
Damn.
You know.
Resounding victory.
A fun one.
I like it.
As they would say.
Very positive.
Hey, you know. Coming up after this, we got some serious Pac Div talk and then a very fun Love, Marry, Kill. All right. Welcome to this is a good old fashioned. Every Friday we talk something to the Pac Div. Today we just kind of wanted to rank the Pac Div.
Yeah, this is just a pretty straight ranking.
We know it's really only the top four teams because the Warriors are not.
They're 2-8. I mean, it's
kind of
they're
tough
on average
watch.
Getting outscored by at least 10. Like
they're at a minus 11 rating.
Yeah. So that's just really not.
Is that going to be like this all season? How many games are they going to win?
I don't know, man. 30. All right. So at number one, I'll give it to the Lakers. I gotta say. I'm surprised that they've stayed atop. The strength of schedule really hasn't been there, but they've played some great defense. LeBron is doing LeBron stuff.
LeBron's good.
And this is, you know, I'm saying that this is a very this moment, this exact second kind of a ranking.
I'm going Clippers one.
I mean, I cannot fault it.
The win against Celtics was a gutsy win.
Yeah.
We have had a harder schedule.
I mean, yeah.
We are the better team.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're
no,
better.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm
talking
Pac Div too. I like where we're at. I think we're going to rattle off some wins. It's not going to be too long before we have the same record. I think the Lakers are going to drop a couple.
Yeah.
Have to at some point. No, I put the Clippers at one. Put the Lakers at two. Maybe the Lakers at 1B. I'm going to say Lakers two.
Yeah, I think we're both in agreement with that.
And then this is where it gets interesting.
So I got to go Suns.
Okay.
They have cooled a little bit from their start.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Just going 500 over their last 10, but they are still plus a 4.6 net rating. I don't know. I think it depends on what you expect the ceiling for this team to be. They are still very much in the hunt for the playoffs, and
I'm the seventh seed right now.
I'd love to see them make it.
I'm gonna go Suns too. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't like Aron Baynes.
I
will say that.
understand maybe not liking the idea of a hang with him, but I think that he makes sense on this Suns team.
Oh, no, he fits perfectly, and Rubio's great.
And Rubio's great. I feel a lot of hope for them that they're getting it all together. So, yeah, we'll go them third, firmly third.
And then Kings got some hope. They're 6-4 right now in the last 10.
Yes.
The rating's not really there, but wins are what matter.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm happy that they're on the upswing. Makes the division more fun. I don't know why I'm trying to push this narrative of the division play being fun, but I'm trying to bring it back.
Well, no one cares other than
no
us.
No one cares about it.
You know what, guys? Someday the
it
division,
can be a fun time.
Someday the division is going to mean something, and rivalries are going to be better.
One thing that makes the Kings getting better too is now there's more fun divisional games.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the games against Warriors are going to be fun, but for a much different reason.
And Warriors. Sorry, guys. Although I will, you know what I do want to say? Shout out every Warriors fan who is riding through this one.
Yeah, can't be a lot of them left.
You're riding with the team.
They're all still in Oakland.
if you're still riding with the team, you know, it gets better.
Let's hope so for them. Do we?
I mean, they're going to get a great draft pick and then all-stars come back.
I don't even want to think about that. All right, so let's get into this Love, Marry, Kill. You got some coach party ideas.
Yeah. So I think we were going to rank, like, what coach would you want to have a beer with or something?
Yeah, from the Pac Div, because I was going to say Steve Kerr would be the best because he's been talking about beers and Modelos.
Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr seems like he's partying lately.
Okay. Do you want to toss him on the board?
I'll toss him on the board. Yeah, and it's that hang where you're like, yeah, man, I'll come hang by. And he, like, you get there and he's already had, like, 2 beers, which isn't that many. But then he has his third and you're like, oh, you're like, kind of faded.
He's wearing jean shorts in my mind, and you're drinking in his garage.
He's wearing an Arizona hoodie.
Yes.
U of A hoodie.
Yeah.
It's cut off at the sleeves.
Or it's something yoga, something
but
sassy.
But he's not doing good.
Or a sassy yoga-related t-shirt.
But he's not doing good. So that's the one I'm adding.
Okay.
The very non-fun one. Anyway.
I like
what
it.
What are the other ones?
We got a night on the town with Rick Carlisle.
Where?
Punch Bowl at Lock and Key.
Oh, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. They're coming through. He's trying to get back into the nightlife scene. He's never coached a star really as young as Doncic.
Yeah.
Because even with Dirk, by the time he was on the Mavs, like Dirk had been there for like, what, 8 seasons or something? Like,
yeah.
So he's got a young man. He's trying to connect, you know?
Okay.
And the way he's doing this is he's getting out there in the nightlife.
He's just going to go check it out, is what he keeps saying.
So he's trying really hard to be cool, but hey, you know, he's buying drinks. It's a pretty good time. And
okay,
Punch Bowl drinks are fun.
Okay. I like that you name dropped a place. That's funny.
It's just like I won't tell you what it was described to me as.
Right.
Anyways, we got Accidentally Too High with Quinn Snyder.
Okay.
So Quinn Snyder, and you are, you know, maybe walking around the Silver Lake area. All of these are in Los Angeles. You both happen to sample a lip balm, a medicated lip balm.
And Quinn Snyder puts lip balm on like a lunatic.
Quinn Snyder obviously very violently rubs it on himself. If you haven't seen the clip,
only way.
Look at it. And you both realize that it's actually a topical, an edible.
Gone.
And you are both very, very
unknowingly,
high.
Of course.
And then also on the board, we got Bon and Viv with Doc and Tibbs.
I mean, this one is, I picked this one.
Tired of moody questions from reporters about what varietals he likes in grapes.
You gotta ask him something again about that. The people want you to.
He wants to hit the town or the house or wherever with you and Tom Thibodeau and some good old fashioned hard ciders or hard seltzers.
I like that he can't get White Claws.
Oh, he likes the flavor.
He likes Bon and Viv better. Okay. Well, I'm loving the Punch Bowl with Rick Carlisle. Because in my head, we're not going to whatever fancy place you're talking about here. We're going to a bowling alley because he's just so out of touch.
Got you. This is a young person's, like a hip-hop
oriented
nightclub.
This is like supper club.
Yes.
Yeah, this would be a good time. Because he's wearing a suit.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm
and he dresses well.
He has an earring.
Oh, whoa. Okay, summer. I'm out. Okay, I'm killing
he's
this
got
one.
An, he's got an
if
earring.
If we're going out with Rick Carlisle, who's trying so hard to connect with no,
maybe Kangol cap? I don't know.
If he's wearing a Kangol cap and an earring, I'm killing this one. I'm marrying Getting Too High with Quinn Snyder.
You're marrying it.
Yeah, that'd be a fun time.
Oh, man. So I firmly disagree with you. This is my easy kill. I cannot think of a more terrifying person to be high around and not really know that well. He's so intense.
He's not talking. It'd be great.
I don't think so.
I'm talking to him so much.
I don't think so. I think that he's getting deep into stuff. And I think that he's telling you about conspiracies and stuff.
I'm all for it.
I think that he's like getting that kind of intense.
I bury it.
In that kind of intense high where he's like, we need to take this to the people and the streets. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just trying to chill.
Well, I evidently have a much chiller image of Quinn Snyder than you do. And then I'm loving Bon and Viv with Doc and Tibbs.
I mean, that's my Mary. What do you have to dislike about that?
This one seems funny because it feels like we're sneaking it into a movie theater.
Ooh,
we're like going to the
like
Galleria.
That. I like that.
And we're like, oh, what? And then you drop.
Maybe you're all watching, I don't know, a secret movie screening of Hoosiers, you know?
Yeah. Then you drop one. And you're like, oh, damn, dude. Oh, we got to give some shout outs. Oh, wait, first, everyone needs to go watch Lou Williams on Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson's podcast.
Yeah.
He has some absurd stories.
Very good.
Made 15K drinking a six pack, which is a good time. I've never done that, drinking a six pack. Got to give some shout outs.
Definitely lost 15K drinking six packs. Hey, yo.
Jesus. Andros with a bunch of S's gave us a 5-star review. Thank you very much. The wildest review we've ever gotten, other than that person in Alabama who is now teaching their whole holler about how good the Clippers are.
Which is a great review. We appreciate that.
Is the 5-star review from LakerJohn24. Says he listens to the podcast to check on the competition and said we make great content. How long before he switches sides and becomes ClipperJohn24?
That would mean the world to me.
Make the clip flip, dude.
That would mean the world to me.
So on Monday, we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victories over the Rockets and the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have the Freshies.
Double revenge victory weekend.
Let's hope so. We're going to have the Freshies and whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. We really appreciate you.